to Doctor Who Cosplay Podcast number 3.
Dun, dun, dun.
So today we are talking about the new master.
Well, the old master, the new old master.
In the
first
master. In the first Doctor's Big Finish audio.
Yes.
So we have myself, Dominic Green.
You got me, George Guidra.
And me, Michael Seeger.
So, I just got to start this podcast by saying, I called it. I called this one.
One thing you can't see is the smug look that he currently has on his face. It is revolting.
From the very beginning, I kept saying, I wonder if we're going to get the early master, and... Yes.
You didn't completely get it right. You said the early master, you didn't say the first.
At least I still thought it was the master.
I kind of thought it was the master as soon as I saw the coat.
You could tell with the coat.
Coat and beard.
Yes. So, playing the master, we have James Dreyfus.
Yes, Dreyfus, however you want to say it. Yeah.
He's not been in Doctor Who before. He's been in two episodes of Sarah Jane Adventures in 2011.
He's not been in a lot I've watched, so I can't really... No.
He's been in more 90s sitcoms than anything else, like Gimme 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 and My The Thin Hero. Blue Line, My Hero. So he's not done that much big TV at the moment, apart from, say, Whitechapel.
And he said himself he doesn't really have that big of a history in Doctor Who.
Yes, no. We are currently looking at his interview for Big Finish as we speak, and he says he has come into this role afresh, which I think is quite good, so I think we're going to get different take. Mm.
That's what we need. We've kind of had people that have returned to Doctor Who and have been in Doctor Who for a while, so it would be interesting to see someone who's not worked on the show directly being on a Big Finish audio. Be different.
I think the first thing we got to say is, how exciting is it that we're going to see hear the first ever master?
I can't wait for how they're going to interact.
That's what I was going
to say. It's going to be really different to what we've seen before, heard before.
I was asking Dom this in the car. I said, is he going to be evil in this, or are we going to see him...
His descent.
Maybe have it where... Because I know in Expanded Media, he is given a name, unlike the Doctor. He's as Koshi or Koshi, something like that. I can't remember off the top of my head. And I don't know how canon that is, but that's the name he's given a lot of Expanded Media. And I'm thinking... So I wonder if he's going to take the name the Master by the end of it.
Kind of depends on how quickly they want to develop the character as well.
Thing is, I was saying, it doesn't. A lot of people are thinking this could maybe mess up continuity, but I don't think it does The first Doctor's never had experience with regeneration before, so it makes sense that in the five Doctors, the first Doctor doesn't recognise the Ainley version as the Master. He doesn't recognise him as his old friend.
Even though he should technically recognise him as a Time Lord, but we don't understand that until later on in the Doctor Who timeline of. Adding stuff.
Yeah, Time Lords can recognise each other.
Time Lords can recognise Time Lords.
The only kind of hint you get is in the War Games, at one point where the War Chief kind of says to the Second Doctor, you may have changed your face, but I know it's you.
Yeah.
But I think this is just a weird topic to talk about, because I never thought this would happen.
No, it's something quite out of the ordinary.
Out of the blue, and this is why we thought we'd just a quick podcast, because... Never did we think we'd see this. I thought everyone would always be like Delgado. Even though we've known since the 70s, he was not the first incarnation.
He was the last incarnation at that point. Yeah.
Just
before he went all melty.
Oh, crispy.
Or crispy.
Kentucky Fried Master.
Oh, yes.
It would be quite interesting because it seems through the front cover that it's quite early on in the first Doctor's timeline.
Yeah,
with like the
Ian and Barbara.
So it's got to be before Dalek's invasion of Earth.
Definitely.
Which really restricts where you
that's
can go
really
with
early.
That. Because that's really, that's like a year and a year and a half.
I've not listened to any First Doctor audios. I do plan to, like some of the Companion Chronicles stuff. But going by TV, this is going to be a really interesting point for them to do this. Because you thought they might have done Ben and Polly maybe, or... Even
Stephen. Ben and Polly is going to be in this episode at Christmas, weren't they? Because of the continuity with the 10th planet. So I bet they didn't want to mess too much with that continuity.
I kind of like it's the first TARDIS crew. I like the fact they're doing that in the first Doctor Who.
And it's the fact it's the ones from Adventure in Time.
But I just... What do we want then from this new Master? Because with every version of the Master, you kind of like want something. Like with John Sim, you wanted him to be a good foil to David Tennant, and he was. What do we want from this Master?
I'm hoping that they start to talk about some of their pastimes at school.
Yeah.
Give us some early Gallifreyan stuff. Give us some history.
Maybe have like the moment where the Doctor sees him and first was like, oh yes, this is my old friend. And in the episode, he betrays him. And that's when it hits home. Mm. Oh, because it makes sense on why the third Doctor's very aware of his evil deeds in Terror of the Orsons.
Yeah. They need to bring back the Doctor's name that that Drax used to keep calling him.
Oh, Theta. Theta Sigma.
Theta Sigma.
Fate me old nickname.
It'd be so funny when the Master walks up to the Doctor. He doesn't know the Doctor's the Doctor, because he might not have had that name by then. So he goes up and says, hey, old Fate, how you doing?
All right, me old son, how you been?
I think it'd be quite cool to see the genesis of what their relationship would become later on, which we've seen in Doctor Who. So the descent into the very good
but it
and
must,
bad.
It must link into when we first see the Master.
I wonder if there'd be
a TV.
I wonder if there'd be a kind of callback to the Untempered Schism. Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of ordeal which happened. Because that was kind of the...
It's implied it's been in his head through all of his incarnations, but it became more like...
Prominent.
Yeah, with Sim. So it kind of makes...
Jacoby.
Jacoby and Sim. And it kind of like makes sense then that maybe we should have this Master have hints of malice and then maybe something happens. Because it says when you look into the Untempered Schism, you either run away, become a spider, or go insane. So I'm thinking the insanity is already there then.
But not necessarily, which is proven in one of their other Big Finch audios with the Eighth Doctor, which can be a bit of a spoiler, so if you don't want to listen, turn off. One of the Time Lords holds his previous regenerations
within
11,
him. Yes.
The 11. And each regeneration, you can tell, is different. One of them is timid and scared and doesn't want to harm people. And then the next one's cruel. And then the following one is a psychopath. I don't think the timelines have anything to do with it.
I think it has a hint towards... I don't think we're going to get full-on Insanity Master. I don't think we're going to get Sim's performance, like early Sim here. I don't think we're going to get, I'm the Master, I'm insane. I think if we get him, we are going to get Delgado, the kind of Delgado performance, and then the very calm collective... Very calculating.
But then they might want to go to completely different...
That's what I mean.
Completely
this,
unique.
This is
as
something,
he said himself, that is coming in afresh.
This is it. Like, no one here knows what to expect from this.
He doesn't look like he would be insane, judging by the picture. I know that's like judging a book by its cover.
Well,
I mean,
like, all the promotional images of Sim, especially when you go for the promotional images for End of Time, was all like the big smiles, big grins and stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of jokery kind of impression.
This one seems very kind of...
Calculated.
Almost, I can almost imagine what George was saying, that he looks like he could even start off somewhat good or neutral. And he looks like he could be somewhat good at the start and then make his way into insanity. He looks like he's got mostly bad, but some bits of good. I don't know.
I mean, as a film studies student, if I'm going to analyse his costume, you could say, and this is as cheesy as hell, but this is what you have to do in film studies, it's completely black, which you expect from the Master, but it's got that one white bit on the lapel, which might be that bit of good shining through. So he's still not... the Master as we know him, or her. This is the... just early days. But here's the question. Do you think it's bad them doing this? Them giving us more like this? Because a few people complained, saying, oh, things like this should be left a mystery. What do you guys think?
No. I want to know. Give us more things to think about.
I can understand I can understand both points, but I think I'm on the side of it. It's quite good. It's nice to see this dynamic. It's quite good listening to it, probably like them thinking, oh god, that explains
There are audio series that you know they should never do.
New Earth.
Hashtag New Earth.
New Earth.
Why? Why'd you do that? But then you've got the audios
Time Wars.
Like these ones. Yeah.
Yeah, the Time Wars.
I would love to see more of the Time Wars.
And the complete Eighth Doctor series.
Exactly.
He has developed so much, Paul McGann, throughout his tenure of doing the big finishes, and we wouldn't have had that if John, he hadn't done that.
And the War Doctor, who only appears properly for one episode, he's given a series. He's given...
Three series.
He's giving an adventure, so we can look at him and go, yes, he's had a life. Because all we would have seen is Night of the Doctor, Day of the Doctor. That's it.
I hope the ears aren't too conspicuous this time.
What would be quite good for this is for this to answer some questions but open more, if that makes sense. So you've got
they have to do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise it is just shutting doors on themselves.
Otherwise
it's going like, oh, the Master became evil when he was 174 and
yes,
that's it.
The Master was evil when I accidentally ate his biscuit. He never forgave me that day.
The Master was like, you're my best friend, Doctor. Wait. That was my digestive.
Yes. No. I remember uni. The Master was on that bottle of milk and you drunk it.
I wanted top bunk.
From this day, the Doctor will be a sworn enemy.
I will now take the name. The Mistress. I mean Master, but I'll save Mistress for later.
Ooh, that's what he's like in the bedroom.
Uh-oh. Master on the street, Mistress in the sheets.
Exactly.
This is why I'm so glad Big Finish. Like, a lot of people think Big Finish have gotten worse lately. I think they've stepped up their game.
I've seen a few people.
I think they keep coming out with certain bits of CRAP and and more bits that are absolutely fantastic and what we want to listen to.
Like, the thing is, some things, I agree, I don't want to see. I don't care about Adventures on New Earth. I couldn't care less about that.
Quite a lot of people didn't like the Metacrisis.
It's not even out yet. That's just the covers they've seen.
I find it funny that people have been complaining about the idea of using Metacrisis when I've heard campaigns for years saying we want a spin-off with Metacrisis and Rose. I was thinking, this is it. And Big Finish is the perfect medium to do it in because it's not shoved down your throat. If you don't want to listen to it, you don't have to. And it's not like affecting the main 10th Doctor.
Mm.
It's affecting the Metacrisis. So if you want to look at the Metacrisis story and think it ends at Journey's End, cool. But if you think, I want to know more, you've got the option. Mm. And I think this is how I look at this. I like the fact Big Finish has made canon now. I accept Big Finish as canon.
I always did.
I did as well. Like, especially with the 8th Doctor stuff. The 8th Doctor stuff I had no doubt with. Like,
the 8th Doctor stuff was made canon, wasn't it?
Night of the Doctor. Where he says, he mentions all his Big Finish companions.
Lucy Miller.
Which, at the time of recording, Michael has still not listened to the...
Not yet. I've been meaning to bring my hard drive around.
Yes, you need to listen to them, because they're brilliant. Though all the subjects we've just spoken about, we'll have to do a separate...
A Big Finish one. Just do an entire podcast.
Well, I think we'll just... Every time they come out with something, we'll have to talk about it.
I think... This is a very... It's going to be a very short podcast, so I don't think there's much more we can say, because there's not a lot of information. I think this is one we're going to have to make a part two to, like, when it actually
this
comes
is the
out.
Before. We're then going to have the after podcast.
And then we'll have to have the listen to as well. We'll have to listen to it.
Mm.
So
that'll be a major spoilers one.
Ooh, right. So anyone got anything else to say on this topic?
Nope. Well, I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Cannot wait.
New cosplay.
Yes.
New cosplay's about to the list.
And it's always a pleasure to see more of David Bradley as the first
Doctor. Despite the criticism people give, I think he's a great, great person. To play the first Doctor.
Couldn't have picked a better person.
So I think this is great. We're getting more adventures on the early days of Doctor Who, and we're getting to see, in my mind, my favourite villain get expanded on. Especially with all the expansion you've seen on Series 10.
And the Big Finish in general,
exactly.
With Alex McQueen.
Exactly.
We're getting more of the War Master now.
Exactly. Things that I think should have been done. I know people say sometimes it's best to leave things to your imagination, but... No,
I think it's your choice. If you don't want to hear this, then...
Don't listen to it.
That's the thing about Big Finish. It's not shoved down your throat. Heck, like, even though I've said to you, I'd love it if the TV show referenced Big Finish a little bit more. Not like every day. I've stepped like steps out of TARDIS. Oh, I remember when I came here with Lucy Miller. Lucy Miller. Go, go, wink. Link to bigfinish.com. Subscribers get more. But...
yeah. This was the last place I took Lucy. That was a really big finish.
Oh, no, no.
You don't even know the end.
Don't say that.
I can guess now.
That was painful.
If anyone's seen her to the death of Lucy Miller, you're going to know how...
Apologies.
You really don't know how much it actually affects the two of me and George who've listened to it. Seager just does not know.
He will too. Yes. And I'll just get a message from him. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I think, coming to mind about the criticisms, is that people at Big Finish are not idiots. Like, they know.
They are fans themselves.
Exactly, so they're not idiots. They're not going to do anything which breaches the whole...
Again, that's what I mean. The research that goes into it, like, the continuity details, I love it. Like, the effort... And this is what I mean. Every time Big Finish release something, I'm always excited. Heck, even when they release stuff I don't like, when they said we're going to do New Earth stuff, I was at least somewhat intrigued.
I listened to it.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't mean I'll enjoy it.
But it's not on my list as these are things I need to listen to now.
And there's always a chance it may surprise you as well.
Yeah, it might be good.
You never know.
There's a chance you might be like...
You might have Tennant in it at some point. You never know. It might have Rose in it at some point. Who knows?
I think...
Cassandra's
Big
Cream.
Finish. No. The Clara Bubblehead is a nesting consciousness.
Oh, God, no. That would be a nightmare.
Oh, Christ. Halloween special confirmed.
No, thanks.
No, I think we can all agree that Big Finishes are doing things that we've always wanted. Getting little details expanded on. But they're optional. You don't have to listen to them, like you said, Seager. You're not being forced to. So, I think... Good. I want to see more Masters. I want to see new companions exclusive to Big Finish. I want to see stories that we've only heard of. Because I guarantee after this happens, I bet you were going to watch back like old Master episodes. And after, like, hopefully, if this is kind of an origin-ish kind of thing for the Master, we're going to look back at this and think, wow, this has actually changed the way we view it. Yeah, I don't think there's much to say. There's no, listener questions this time.
Nope, we'll do it on the next podcast.
Which I think Death Note, didn't we say?
Yes, so we'll try and shoehorn that in and some questions.
Exactly, but thank you for listening to a very, very short podcast.
And do make sure you have a look at Big Finish if you don't know what it is.
Support them, they're
great. It's a fantastic company, and they're... They've got a brilliant team.
Me and Dom would recommend starting with the Eighth Doctor audios.
And make sure you start at the beginning.
With Charlie Pollard.
Don't start at the end, because that's not a good idea.
Yeah, it really isn't.
No, make sure you go the long way around. This is the only time I suggest going the long way around. But yes, make sure you have a look. And make sure you subscribe to our channel and click the bell for notifications.
Subscribers get more at DoctorWhom.com.
Ooh, it's copyrighted.
Oh.
Sorry, Nick Briggs, we didn't mean it.
Love you. Bye, guys.
See ya. See you next time.
Bye.